The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The Atchison High School Gymnasium gets set for more high school hoops this evening on the 20th of December. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio, he's doing this hard stuff. I'm out here having all the fun. Tom Kautzig, your courtside here at the Atchison Phoenix Gymnasium. Ladies game in a book. It was a thriller. Didn't start off that way, but Atchison was storming back, coming up just short at the end of the ballgame. A nice, nice finish for Coach Rebamp's team. Time now for the guys' game. And we'll tell you what, they're out there still on the court doing a little shoot around, but let's go ahead and take a look at the starters. First of all, for Sumner Academy, under head coach Al Collins Jr. Now, that's a head coach. His assistant coach, who I think is maybe related, Al Collins Sr., is his assistant. And Sumner, they're going to be starting tonight. Makai Neely, he is a senior. You're going to get Vincent Wing, another senior, a junior, and Jackson Davis. Angela Reese is a junior. And then Shay Ross, a sophomore. So two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore for the Sabres. For the Atchison Phoenix, and head coach Pat Battle, his assistants, Mark May and Christian Arnold. Atchison is going to be starting 5'11" junior, Josiah Thompson. They're going to have MJ Morgan out there. He's a senior, 6-footer. K.O. Williams is a 6'1" junior. You get to the front line, and Atchison's got size, and they've got depth on the bench to back him up. Eric Smith, 6'4" senior and junior. At 6'8", Javonte Kelly. So, it is Neely, Ross, Wing, Davis, and Reese for Sumner. It is Thompson, Morgan, Williams, Smith, and Kelly for Atchison. And again, kind of hard to believe that here we are, December 20. It is the final game of 2024 here on Care Radio, as it is going to be holiday break time, the Benedictine guys, and now after today, the Benedictine ladies all on the holiday hiatus. And our next game up is going to be with those Benedictine Ravens up in the Nolan Gymnasium. They're going to begin 2025 at home, and they are going to be on January the 2nd hosting the Statesmen out of William Penn. So next game up, January 2 after this one here tonight. The crowd is filtered in a little bit. It is not what you would call SRO here in the Atchison High Gym this evening, but a nice crowd. They've introduced the starters, first of all, for Sumner this evening. Oh, by the way, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that Joseph is going to be sticking around with you way after the game tonight. I see Joseph. I'm not even there, and I can see Joseph going, you betcha, because he's going to be there after this game, as it's going to be the high school basketball scoreboard show here on Carrated this evening. The guys are going to be bringing you up to date on games and such around the area, northeast Kansas, probably reach over a little maybe into Missouri, who knows, into Nebraska maybe, no telling. And they'll get you the scores, they'll get you all the updates of what's going on. So stick around after the game. High school basketball scoreboard show. First team out of the floor, ready to go, is going to be the Sabres. They are in those Kentucky Blues. Matter of fact, almost like KU Blues, and they're the old KU numbers. Okay, the numbers with the little points on them. You know the ones, I mean. That is what their uniforms are looking like. So, blue with white. Atchison in the home whites with red and gold lettering and trim. Coming into the center circle, going to jump it on for Atchison. It's going to be Kelly for Sumner. It is going to be Davis. Hope you enjoy it. The ball is up. The tip is around. It's going to be controlled out by Atchison. Here come the Phoenix. Walking it up the floor and taking it over to the right side. It's going to be Josiah Thompson. He'll swing it left. MJ Thompson, the feed in the middle. The ball's going to be knocked away from Eric Smith. Here comes Sumner. Way back out on top of the Sabres. I mean, very near the center circle. Atchison's going to start off in a little player defense. Sumner's going to test it. And now we're going to get an illegal screen set by Sumner. And half a minute into the game, we're going to get the first foul called. And neither team has taken a shot on goal yet. Foul is going to be on Javonte Kelly, the 6'8" junior. And we're going to come back up the floor. Or let me fix that. The foul is on Sumner. And it is going to be on Jackson Davis. Now Atchison, a little pull-up jump shot up, no good. And now we're going to have a foul, another foul. 7:15 to go in this opening quarter. Each team's had a couple of possessions. No team's gotten any points on the board. Some are going to be setting up in a 2-3 zone to begin things here today. Atchison will feed into the middle. Dish it over to the right side. Cale Williams with it. Back down into the baseline right. Smith comes out on top. They'll feed in the middle. Dish it left. MJ back in the middle. Big guy rotates, turns, shoots. Got the roll. The bucket good by Javonte Kelly, and Atchison will break out on top 2-0. We've got 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Two teams doing it very different ways. Atchison, player defense all the way. Sumner, 2-3 zone to start things. And now the ball is going to be stolen away and trying to steal it back. I think we have a Sumner foul. We do. The whistle's going to be on Neely. Mackay Neely's first foul. It'll be Sumner team foul too. And here comes Atchison back up the court with it. Thompson. They'll take it over to Smith. He's down to the baseline left. Dribbles it out toward the wing. Dumps it down to the baseline. It's going to be an MJ jump shot. Fall away three up. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Atchison's going to be able to recover and keep control of the basketball. Way out on top. Turning and leaning and shooting. It's up. No good. Rebound Smith. Shot blocked. Rejected right down on top of him. And back out on top. It'll come to Atchison this time. His shot's going to be up and good. And it's a three-pointer for MJ Morgan. Morgan knocks it down, and it is a 5-0 Atchison lead. We are 2 minutes into the ball game. Phoenix continue to play that player defense. Here's Shai Ross with the ball off top side. Here's a set shot three. Give it to him. Mackay Neely. Neely will hit the three-point shot, and the Atchison lead is trimmed to a pair. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. The feed into the free throw line. The ball's going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Sumner. He'll bring it down the floor, slow it down, bring it over to the wing, pull up from there, and there's another three. Sumner, that fast, has taken the lead. That was a three-pointer by Jackson Davis. It is 6-5, 5:15 to go. Quarter number one. Sumner on back-to-back possessions, hit back-to-back threes. Here's an MJ three, no good, but we have a whistle. I never heard the whistle, but I see the official immediately making an indication. And they are going to call a flop on MJ. He takes the shot. He falls backward. And it is going to be a flop warning over there on him. So Sumner's going to have it in play from that point with 5:07 to go in the opening quarter. Sabres with a basketball leading it by one. It's 6-5. The pass over to the left side. A kind of a dangerous chance of stealing the ball, but no steal. Sumner back around the right side, working in front of the Atchison bench, now accelerating into the middle, and we're going to get a shot blocked down and a jump ball called, but Sumner's going to maintain possession with the possession arrow, and it'll be put in play at their baseline. Atchison has made its first substitution of the game. I got Jace Richards in there now. Here's a big man three. Got it! Whoa! Wait, the big guy underneath Angelo Reese knocks down a three. Sumner has hit three threes and are up 9-5. 4.5 to go in opening quarter. MJ Morgan, topside Thompson. Back to Morgan. He'll three again. No. Rebound underneath Kelly. Back out on top. Thompson three. No. Rebound. Sumner. Sabres running it up the floor. Back over to the right side. Point guard has it, loses it. They'll tip back out to the top, and the shot for three won't happen. And the rebound, Atchison. We're midpoint of the opening quarter. It is a 9-5 lead for the visitors out of Sumner Academy. Smith has it on top, thinking about the three. Then elects better, doesn't do it. Back over to the right side, Thompson. Now Smith will shoot three and hit it. Eric Smith with his first points in the ball game, and it is 9-8 Sumner. 3:45 to go in quarter number one. Standing out in the center circle with a basketball, it's going to be Vincent Wing. Wing will dump it over to the right side to Jackson Davis. Davis swings it back over to the left to Neely. Neely to the right-hand dribble again, goes heels to the center circle, guarded on the player defense by MJ Morgan. Over to the right side to Davis. Now back up on top. The jumper in and out, no. Rebound, pull down, Atchison. It's going to be Williams coming down with a basketball, and here come the Phoenix. Smith on top, thought about the three, doesn't, pulls it back down, goes over to the baseline left, driving across, little reverse layup is going to be missed. The follow shot is going to be good by Chase. Richards with the follow shot, and Atchison goes back in front at 10-9. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. As the ball comes up the floor, it's going to be stolen by Atchison. Here come the Phoenix, and it's going to be blocked and a foul, and I suspect Phoenix free throws. The foul going to be on Sumner's Shy Ross. For Ross, it'll be foul number one. For Sumner, it'll be team foul three. Atchison has not committed a foul yet. And Eric Smith coming to the free throw line. First shot, yes. So Smith will collect a point, doing a little homework here. One more shot coming up. The senior will send this one in. He's got five to lead his team and, in fact, lead all scorers. Atchison up now 12-9, 2:50 to go in the first. Game moving along briskly here in the guys' contest. Atchison back on defense, 17-foot jump shot up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be MJ Morgan. Phoenix back up the floor. Josiah Thompson over to the left side. Back up it comes to Jace. Richards starts in, doesn't do it, gets it to MJ. He'll dump it left. Trying to spin in is Thompson. Great defense. He had no chance. Atchison moving the ball briskly. Goes back left side, Williams. He'll lose the handle of the ball. It's rolling around. It's going to be saved by Atchison. The feed in the middle, Richards. Takes a couple of steps, loses the handle. Here comes Sumner. Up with it is Wing. Runner up. Good. Vincent Wing. 12-11 Atchison, 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. You got a couple of teams here who are fast and talented and deep in athletes and maybe just trying to do a little too much early in this game. Here's a baseline three for MJ coming up short. The rebound is on the floor. Players diving for it. It's going to be tipped out. Sumner's going to control it down. Richards dove to the floor to try to save it, but Sumner was right there to come up. And now on the other end of the floor, the bucket. Going to go in. Plus a bucket. Plus a free throw opportunity here for Sumner. That shot spun and spun right on the front lip of the rim and pulled itself in. The whistle's going to be on Chase Richards. It'll be his first foul. It'll be team foul one by Atchison. And an opportunity at a three-point play. It does not go in. Jackson Davis can't collect the free throw, but he does put his team in front at 13-12 with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Atchison back up the floor. Over to the right side, it's going to be Morgan looking in. Nope. Goes right to Smith. Back out on top, it'll come to MJ. Morgan in traffic. Two defenders sandwich him, and he'll go to the floor. Let's see against whom this foul is going to be called. It is going to be Sumner's. I think that's a second maybe on Davis. It is. So Jackson Davis for Sumner in some early jeopardy, and as a result is coming out of the game. Going to be replaced out there by Eric Wilson. Eric is another senior for Sumner and head coach Collins. Here's a baseline jump shot. Up, no good. Bumps the hand of Smith. Rebounding it down. Here comes Sumner. Sabres, coast to coast, driving shot. Missed, but way prior to the shot, a foul occurred on the floor. Atchison coming up a little too slowly, making that defensive effort, and the foul is going to be on Josiah Thompson. Thompson picking up foul number one with a minute two to go in the opening quarter. 13-12. Inbound, quick three, shot up short. Offensive board, out on top. Here's the shot from the top. It's no good. And this time, Atchison will clear it away. 50 seconds and counting to go in quarter number one. 13-12. Smith from the baseline. No rebound. Sumner. Makai Neely. On the other end, knocks it down. That's going to be Wing with the bucket. Neely with the steal and the drive. And back in front goes Sumner. They're up now at 15-12. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Smith from 15. No. Rebound tipped out. And it's going to be saved down. Vince Wing. He'll bring it up the floor. Kicks it over to the left side. That's going to be stolen back by Atchison. Thompson comes up with a basketball. Feeds it into the middle, spinning in the lane. Williams loses it. It's out of bounds. Back to Sumner. And again, Atchison trying to go faster than they're able to control the basketball. I'm not going to say they're going too fast. I'm not sure there is such a thing. But if it's you're unable to control the ball, it's faster than you should be going. Here's a shot of the buzzer that will not count. And we are through the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back. Quarter number two on tap from Atchison, Kansas, where it is the Sumner Sabres 15, Atchison 12.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Hey, back with you here at the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Welcome. Joseph's our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with the here as the two teams retake the floor. Sumner leading at 15-12. The Sabres are patient scoring by. Jackson Davis with five. Really balanced. Vincent Wing, four. And Neely and Reese each with three. For Atchison, Smith paces away with five. Three for MJ Morgan and two each for Javonte Kelly and Jace Richards. Here we go. It'll be Phoenix basketball and the second quarter is underway. Atchison steps inside the ring. The long two rainbow shot is up no good, and the rebound is going to be taken down off the floor. Saved by Josiah Thompson. Out on top, it'll come to Smith. He'll try to drive into the middle. Has no room there. Kicks it back over to Thompson. Thompson on the floor one time. Underneath Smith, all alone. Shot blocked out of his hand. And they're going to say the defender comes over and commits the foul. As the defender went high in the air to reject that ball out of the hands of Eric Smith, the official says, Angelo Reese. Made some contact, picked up the personal foul. It'll be his first in the first second quarter foul. Free throw, rims out, no good. Smith will have another shot coming up. Atchison coming into the ball game tonight at 3-1 on the season, 1-1 in the conference. Second free throw, good. So the Phoenix are back to within a pair at 15-13. Just a half a minute into the second quarter. Here's a turnaround shot. Wing. It's a three. Vincent Wing's seventh point of the game. 18-13. Sumner. And again, the Sabres at old school. It's a 3-2 zone. Here's a shot from the outside. Three-pointer, the second three of the game for MJ Morgan. 18-16. Jim Boeheim would be very proud of Coach Collins. And we have an Atchison foul, and that'll be the second by Thompson. So as Thompson picks up the foul, he stays in the game. Yeah. Then Atchison is going to remove Cale Williams. Three-point shot up no good. Jace Richards boards it down. Coming into the lineup for Atchison is going to be Aiden Rebance. And now Sumner comes up with a steal. They've got it in the backcourt, and across the timeline is going to be Vince Wing. 6:45 to go in the opening half. Sabres with a basketball, leading it by a pair. Wing will have it way over on the left side. They'll take it down toward the baseline. Atchison will continue to be in that player defense. Back out topside it's going to go. It's going to be Wilson. Here's a three. Launch rims out. No good. Rebound to Reband. Here comes Atchison. Thompson up the floor. Weaves his way into the forecourt. A little hook pass down in the corner. Now the feed underneath to Jace. It's going to be blocked from behind, and Jace gets fouled coming to the line. We'll see which Sumner player is going to be credited with the foul as the official makes his way over here. It is number 5 with the push. That's Shai Ross in his second foul. A couple of fouls by Sumner in here in quarter number 2, and at the line, looking for his first free throws of the game, it's going to be Jace Richards. First one, got it. So Jace at 3 points now. 6:17 to go, opening half. Second free throw, he'll get them both. So with Richards collecting his fourth point, Atchison is going to bring Zydron Mays in. Sumner with the ball. Beautiful little back door. And instead of going in, a much smaller guy in Eric Wilson for Sumner just says, I'll just pull up in this little 8-foot jumper. He knocks it down. It's 20-18. Left side rebound. Atchison back on offense. Comes out on top. Morgan. Back to Rebant, back to Morgan. They work at the left side. Morgan look away pass to Smith at the free throw line. Back over to Rebant. He wants that three, and the defense gets up there too quickly. Now here's an outside shot. Morgan up, no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Sumner and Angelo Reese. Sabres are going to run into the forecourt, but they outrun their teammates. It's going to be 2-on-3. It's still back by Rebant. Here comes Atchison down the floor with it. MJ kicks it over to the right side. Gets it there to Mays. Here's a follow-away shot for three. Won't go. Rebound Atchison, the dish on top, the rebound, and the Phoenix keep the ball alive at 5:10 to go in the half. Driving in is going to be Morgan. Little behind the back pass. The leaning shot is going to be up and good by Smith for two. Smith knocking it down, and the game is even now at 20. And as that happens, and as the ball gets to midcourt, we're going to get a Sumner timeout. Taking a break, 5 minutes exactly to go in the opening half. It is Atchison and Sumner deadlocked at 20.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
and bad news here at halftime at the Atchison Games. There's a bit of a raffle for tickets, and names are drawn for a half-court shot, okay, for a prize. I guess kind of the bad news is my name was not drawn, but really the good news is my name wasn't drawn. So 5 minutes ago in the opening half, 20-20. That is about how close this game feels, too. I mean, it has just been back and forth with a couple of teams with really different styles of basketball. I mean, who's to say which is better? You can argue them all, but it provides an interesting comparison and contrast in these two high school teams here tonight. Driving down, little hook pass across the lane, and Atchison able to intercept him. Outlet pass to Morgan. He'll go down against a couple of defenders. Looks like he chopped with the ball. There's no whistle. The shot goes up and misses. And on the follow shot, we will have a Sumner foul. Sumner has gone to the bench and has brought Ezra into the game. That is Ezra Matthew. And back at the free throw line, Chase Richards. He had a couple of free throws a moment ago, but will not hit the first of two here. 4:30 to go in the first half. Still 20-20. One more look at it for Jace. Eyes it up and tosses it up. It rolls around the rim and falls in. Jace Richards with 5 points now. Ezra Matthew in the game for Sumner. The ball's going to be put in play by Neely. He'll come to the right side to Shy Ross. He's got Angela Reese out there, and rounding out the five is Vince Wing. Atchison knocks it away out of bounds. It'll be put back into play again by Sumner right in front of Coach Battle. Of course, now Coach Battle is up on his feet and working a sideline. That'll inbound is a bounce pass. Lots of contact. No foul called, but somehow Sumner is able to maintain control of the basketball, and they'll run their offense. We're at 4 minutes to go in the half. That Atchison player defense is very aggressive. They are chasing the ball all the way out. I mean, all the way out to the sidelines into midcourt. Now Wing will step inside in a leaping rejection of the shot made. And now on the other end, the shot is up. It's good. And a plus one for MJ Morgan. MJ with that bucket has his 8th point of the game. He hit a couple of threes prior to that one. The foul is going to be assessed to Neely, and he will have his 2nd foul of the game, and it'll already be Sumner team foul 4 with still 3:50 to go in the half. Free throw, perfect. MJ Morgan knocking it down, has 9, and Atchison goes in front 24-20. There's a shot from the right side. No, but are we getting an offensive foul? It is an offensive foul, and now that's quickly Neely's 3rd foul. And that's got Coach Collins taking a timeout, and that's got us taking a timeout right along with the Sabres. The break coming at 3:45 to go, opening half in Atchison, Kansas. It is Phoenix 24, Sabres 20.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
We return to action. Atchison putting the ball in play, and we're back at it. Phoenix will get into the forecourt. Here's MJ. We'll go for another three. That'll be short. Sumner's going to rebound it down, and it's remarkable. I'm surprised that Neely is still out of the floor. Makai Neely for Sumner still out there with 3 fouls. His shot is up. No. Atchison rebounds, and Phoenix are going to save it. And no, they do not get it saved in time. Down deep in the right corner. A great effort was put forth by Zydron Mays. but he was not able to get there in time to collect the ball before it gets out of bounds. So in the backcourt, the ball comes in and up the floor. Here comes Sumner. For the basketball, up the floor is going to be Eric Wilson. And now Atchison's going to steal it. Another steal for Aiden Rebant. Three-point shot left side. It is perfect. From way outside, Zydron Mays. Atchison stretches its lead now to 27-20. Here's a big possession for Sumner. And they're going to have it stolen. Here comes MJ. Twist, turn, spins, reverse layup, missed. Rebound, followed up and in. Atchison hits the bucket and draws the foul. And for Sumner, the thing they did not want to possibly happen is on the verge of happening, and that's to fall behind by double figures, as Atchison has scored 9 unanswered points. Chance at a free throw right here. And there it is. It is 30-20. Now 10 unanswered points. 2 minutes and 43 seconds left, opening half. Now, huge possession for Sumner. They want to keep themselves realistically in this conversation here tonight. All the way down to the baseline. The defense is there, and the ball is going to go away from Sumner. It'll go out of bounds, back to Atchison. So the Phoenix, who found themselves trailing early in the ball game, but then found themselves going nip and tuck. Matter of fact, trailing at the end of the opening quarter, suddenly have opened up a double-digit lead here in the second and are threatening to extend it with 2:20 to go in the half. Here's an uncontested set shot for three that's no good, and a rebound come down to Sumner. Back down the floor quickly, all the way to the baseline, and that was some tight defense. Matter of fact, too tight by Zydron. Zydron picking up his first foul of the game. 2 minutes and 12 to go in the half. Atchison with a 10-point lead. Out on top, running 15-footer, way short. It was about 13-footer. And then, as it goes out of bounds, off the rebound, it is again going to be Atchison basketball. MT Morgan walks it up. 2 minutes to go before intermission. Morgan at the top of the key, skip pass to Smith, goes back left side, Zydron, out on top, MJ in the middle. Eric has it knocked out of his hand and reaching in to knock it away. Another Sumner foul. This one is going to be the first of the game for the Sabres, Eric Wilson. So Wilson picking up a foul for Sumner. It is going to be team foul 5. And free throws coming up here for Atchison. The front half rolls around and in for Smith. Atchison is going to bring Rebant out of the game and reintroduce K.O. Williams, the 6'1 junior. Smith's second free throw, short. Sumner was going to rebound it down. Atchison by 11 at 31-20. Minute 45 and rolling along toward halftime. Skip pass comes out on top. Sabres with a basketball and getting behind the play a little bit. MJ picks up his first foul tonight. It's only going to be the Phoenix third second quarter foul. So again, Sumner will be inbounding it from actually right in front of the Atchison bench and assistant coach Mark May. Skip pass in the middle. The Atchison defense is good. The ball is rolling around on the floor. It's going to be saved by Jace and Atchison in the forecourt on offense. Here's Jace Richards. Goes right side. Throws the ball between two teammates, each of whom felt it was for the other. Neither one broke to the ball, and it'll scare him to the crowd out of bounds across the way with a minute 25 to go in the half. 31-20. Sabres in front. Atchison going back to the bench and bringing the 6'8" junior Javonte Kelly back in. Javonte's been out of the game since, gosh, early mid opening quarter. So he's got to be fresh, and he's going to be looking for some PG here. Sabres with the basketball right side, swing it off to the top, get it up there to Knight, And now the ball is going to get away, out of bounds. Back, it's going to come to Atchison with a minute 5 to go in the opening half. It'll be put in play for Sumner right in front of head coach Al Collins, Jr. And inbounding it for Atchison is going to be M.J. Morgan. Morgan looks down to the baseline, gets it in down there. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound back is going to be Sumner. Here come the Sabres. Reese into down the left side is going to be Angelo Reese. The big man bringing it up the floor, dumps it over. It's going to be in the hands of Vince Wing. He'll take it down to the baseline, and it's going to elude down to the baseline the grasp of Elijah Robinson. And again, Atchison's going to get the ball off a turnover. Seconds left in the half. Phoenix with the basketball, leading it by 11. And I'm going to tell you what, it has been a long, long time since we've seen Sumner put any points on the board. Their last bucket came with 5 minutes to go in the half. So it has been 4.5 minutes since they put anything on the board. The Atchison defense has been really, really good. Not sure they've been good enough to hold a team off the board for 4.5 minutes. The Sumner's had something to do with that, but they have been outstanding. First free throw for Atchison, no. One more shot coming up here for the Phoenix. At the line is K.O. Williams. K.O. continues to look for his first point tonight. Atchison's going to bring Rebeck back into the game, and he's going to relieve Zydron Mays. One more shot coming up for K.O. Williams. He'll send it in, and he's on the board with the first point of the game. It is now a 32-20 Atchison lead. Half a minute to go in the opening half. Walking it up the floor, Vince Wing. Wing has it for Sumner. Works between the circles. One hand push pass over to the left side. Driving to the side of the lane. The defense cuts him off. The shot is going to go up. It's going to be rejected out of bounds and back into Sumner. 16 seconds left in the half. Hatches it with a big block of that shot. Inbound is going to come again on the left side. And again, Sumner tries to contest in the lane. This shot up from 13 is no good. And the tip out to MJ. Atchison up the court with lots of time. Here's a feed underneath. The falling away shot from about 12. No. Rebound Sumner. They're going to have to hurry to get it up the court with 1 second. They're not going to get the shot away. And we are at halftime. They'll wave that one away. And we're taking a break. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from the Phoenix Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. They head for the locker room. It is Sumner trailing the Phoenix 32-20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Teams are in the locker room. I think maybe the dance team is getting ready to entertain the crowd here at halftime. Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where the Phoenix, well, I'll tell you what, not only did they have a great 20-point offensive second quarter, but they had a tremendous 5-point defensive quarter. That's right, Sumner scored 5 points, a 3-point shot and a 2-point shot. That's all in the second quarter, and in fact did not score any in the last 5 minutes of that half. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, 4 of the Sabres leading the way is Vince Wing with 7. 5 of the first half for Jackson Davis, Neely, and Reese, each with 3 and 2 for Wilson. For the Phoenix, it's Eric Smith, with the double-digit first half. He's got a dozen. M.J. Morgan has nine. It was 5.5 for Jace Richards. Zydron Mays with three. Javonte Kelly with 2 and 1 for Kazelle Williams. We're going to take a break. Second half coming up live here on Care Radio. Intermission scores. We send it back to our Matt Joseph at a Care Radio Sports Studios. It's Atchison 32, Sumner 20. Joseph, give us some holiday fun.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today. Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We've got Chiefs football tomorrow over on our sister station, KMZA 92.1. Kickoff is scheduled for high noon. You can, of course, tune in right around 11 o'clock or so to get the pregame show. Then, on Christmas Day, we'll also have Kansas City Chiefs as they will be at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kickoff, again, is high noon. And we will, of course, be having the pregame over on KMZA 92.1. And, of course, up in Nebraska, KLZA. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tums, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area in girls' games, we have some finals. Holton topped Rossville 71-61. It was Royal Valley over Sabetha 47-34. In the Hiawatha Silver Lake game, it was the Silver Lake ladies 60 to Hiawatha's 27. Frankfurt topped Onega 51-35. It was Troy's night as they took on Donovan West, with the Troy ladies having a 57-35 victory over Donovan West. Nemaha Central ladies beat Jeff West 47-18. And Hanover ladies had a 64-26 victory over Washington County. In the game that we had on earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Sumner Ladies 63-Atchison Ladies 57. In boys' scores at the half, It is Rossville and Holton knotted up at 26. We have Sabetha leading Royal Valley 20-17. Jackson Heights is leading McLeod 28-10. Silver Lake has 41 points on Hiawatha's 17. Donovan West is leading Troy with the Donovan West boys at 26, Troy boys 22. This game, we've got Sumner trailing Atchison High with Atchison High sitting at 32, Sumner 20.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 18 tonight under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it is 20 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 20 out there with the winds out of the due north, 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 72%. The dew point at 13 degrees Fahrenheit. And barometric pressure, it's falling at 30.50 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home?
With competitive wages. Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center with competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000. Now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. And we're going to get a quick shot up and good by the Phoenix. And Atchison stretches its lead further. We get a shot on the other side. It's quickly up by Sumner. Jackson Davis hits a quick two. It's 35-22. Welcome back, everybody. They've come out of the blocks blistering hot. Kind of like Atchison was in the entire second quarter. Here's another three for MJ. No good. Rebound. Sumner. Vince Wing coming up with it. Each team's got their original five out on the floor. Now Atchison coming up with a steal and a lob pass. It was way too slow. The feedback over to the right side. Backing away with the basketball is going to be Josiah Thompson. 15-foot turnaround shot is going to be up and good for the big guy. And that is going to be Javonte Kelly. Picking up his fourth point of the game. It's 37-22. Atchison with its biggest lead of the ball game. They're up 15. Cutting into the lane. The turnaround shot is going to be up and in. Vince Wing with nine. 37-24. Sumner looking to break out of that horrible scoring slump that they went through in the second quarter. They were outscored 20-5. Didn't score in the last 5 minutes of the first half. Atchison goes left side. MJ back up on top. Over to the right. Into the lane goes Thompson. Back up on top is Williams. Here's a three. Rattles down for Thompson. His first points of the game. 40-24, Atchison up some 16 now. We're only 2 minutes into the second half, and the ball goes up at the baseline. They're going to say Atchison comes up with a clean block. And it'll be Sumner's basketball. Sabres putting the ball in play from their offensive end. The voice you hear in the background is Phoenix head coach Pat Battle. And now we're going to have a foul on Atchison's Kale Williams. Williams' first foul of the game. It'll be Atchison's first foul of the third quarter. And now Sumner with an error, just kind of a thoughtless error on the inbound. Now they're going to turn it back over. 5 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix with the basketball. Looking again at that Sumner 2-3 zone defense. Atchison on top by 16. The feed, the big guy, the hook, the score. Javonte counted with a half a dozen. And it's 42-24. Atchison by 18 at 5.5 to go. Third. Underneath the shot blocked. We're going to get a foul. Atchison. Couple of free throws coming away for Sumner. And the foul is going to be on Smith. It'll be his first foul of the game. It'll be Atchison's second foul of the third quarter. Coming to the free throw line for Sumner. And looking for his first point of the game tonight is going to be Shy Ross. Shy's a big guy out there. Free throw. Perfect. Shy's out there. He's playing the four for this team. Big wide body, strong guy. Offensive lineman sort of a build. Second free throw. Rims all the way around, kicks away, no good. Atchison will clear down to basketball with a 42-25 lead and 5 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix right side, MJ Morgan. He was putting him up from the outside in the first half. Here's a three, top of the key, good! And Josiah Thompson picks up his second third quarter three. 45-25 Phoenix, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Sumner's going to have to be very careful that Atchison didn't just absolutely run away with this thing here tonight. We're going to have a foul on the floor prior to a shot by Shy Ross that went in, but they're going to wave that shot away. The foul is going to be on Javonte Kelly. It'll be his first. For the Phoenix, again, they come into the game today at 3-1. Their only loss was the season opener with Junction City. Here's a drive down the floor, and MJ, he was going to dish it across to Thompson, but a defender got up in front of him a little bit, so he got an extra little shuffle step in. Now that's going to be called as a travel, and Sumner back the other way. Here's a shot underneath, and as the shot taken by Angelo Reese is blocked, we will have a foul called on Javonte Kelly. And a guy who didn't have a foul in the first half has two quick ones here in the third quarter. 4 minutes and a half to go in the third. Atchison by 20. Free throw. Short. Shy Ross did not score in the first half. He is now one of three at the free throw line. Gotta get one more look at it, and that one does not go in either. And much like the Sumner girls team, the Sumner guys, when they have a teammate at the free throw line, the other four players go all the way into the backcourt. Here's a three from the left side. It's gonna be set up and knocked down. Back-to-back-to-back 3-point shots for Thompson, for Atchison. Phoenix really opening it up now. It is 48-25. And now here comes Atchison steal. Thompson kicks it right. MJ for three. Too strong. Rebound. It's going to get away. It's going to be on the floor, and it's going to be off Atchison. 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Midpoint of the third. Sumner will go way over right side. Vince Wing handles it. He's playing this thing basically as your one. Standing all the way in center circle. Defended by Thompson. To the left side. Skip pass underneath. And that was a tremendous job down there by Sumner. Shy Ross. He gave a little head fake. Okay. And as he did that, Javonte Kelly absolutely bit, leaped in the air, and he's got tremendous athletic ability, got way high. But Shy never left the floor. He just kind of ducked back down after that head fake, and Javonte falls over the top of him. Fortunately, he seems like he's fine, didn't look like he got hurt, but he has now got three fouls in the first 4 minutes and 17 seconds of the third quarter. He's coming out of the game. Kale Williams is also coming out the floor. Also, Thompson is coming off the floor as head coach Pat Battle is going to make a trio of substitutions, bringing Jace Williams in, bringing Aiden Revant in. Free throws up and good this time. So Shy Ross is going to hit one, now two of six at the free throw line, and it's 48-26. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. It's all Phoenix here right now. Underneath, a little hook shot, rolls off, no good. So Eric Smith unable to make that one fall, and it's going to come back the other way to Sumner. Out on top, here's Vince, goes left, pulls up, 14 short, rebound Aiden, Atchison taking it the other way. MJ comes down with it, dumps it over to the left side, little look away pass, out on top, rebound, wants three, doesn't take it. Back over to the right side. Back off on top. Atchison really can move the ball. They are fast. They are brisk with the passes. 2 minutes and 50 to go. And again, their offense makes its zone struggle. Now the zone comes up with a steal and the drive, the length of the court. No, but to follow, yeah. So the bucket is going to be good by Jackson Davis, and he's got nine, tied for Sumner score-leading honors. It is 48-28. And now another steal. Up the floor, on the court once, up and in for two more. Neely hits the bucket. 48-30. Down with it. Smith, shot rejected out of his hands and knocked out of bounds. And it does not take long for Coach Battle to bring Kale Williams back in off the bench. 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Atchison with a basketball, leading it by a substantial margin. It's a 48-30 Phoenix advantage. The ball trapped on the near side, lobbed way out on top, and before that pass, Coach Battle rescues his players by taking a timeout. Let's do it. A break at 2 minutes and 9 to go in the third quarter of the boys' game. We're in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Phoenix 48, Sumner Academy 30.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
As we come back to the Atchison High Gym, Phoenix putting the ball in play right in front of their bench. And here we go, the feed into Jace. He'll go from eight. Can't get it. Tips it. Can't get it. Rebounding back down. It's Sumner. They'll bring it up the floor, dump it over to the right side, take it into the forecourt. Now feed back to the big man. He'll go from 10 and miss it. These guys having a struggle on both teams, hitting the, you know, the medium range shot, we're going to call it. Not the bunny, not the layup, but certainly not the threes. They're hitting a lot of both of those, but that probably 16 down to 10-foot shot, 8-foot shot, just they're struggling with that. Here's a little hook pass in the middle, and a 14-footer will not go for Eric Smith. But Atchison's going to rebound it back down, out on top to Thompson. Now they'll lob it to rebound. Back over again, Thompson with a minute 20 to go, first half. Pass across the floor to Williams. Back to Smith. He'll go this time from 10, miss it. Rebound, Richards goes up, and this time he's able to draw the foul, but Atchison, five shots within 15. None of them would go in. This foul is going to be on Sumner, and it'll be Jackson Davis picking up his third. Jackson picking up his fourth. Will he stay out there? It's going to be interesting to see what Coach Collins does as Chase Richards will hit the first free throw. Chase has had a good night at the line where he is now 4 out of 5. 80%. Not a bad number. A lot of coaches say anything over 75. I think 80 is not unreasonable. Anything over that is good free throw shooting. This one is perfect. So the big guy with a good eye at the free throw line, 7 points tonight. And it is 50-30 Atchison with a minute 10 to go, quarter number 3. Meadowlark League, high school basketball this evening here on CARE Radio. Back over to the right side, looking, fading away. And as he goes up with the shot, Jace Richards comes in. Not so much from in front, but a little more from the side, almost kind of a quartering from the side. Defensive effort, reaches across with the arm, picks up the foul. So for Jace, it's only his second foul this evening. And a couple of free throws, the first of which is up and not going to go in for Neely. Neely with only 5 points tonight. Sumner's going to switch Angela Reese out of the game, put Shea Ross back in. We've got Ezra Matthew off the bench, out of the floor. Second free throw rolls off. It will not go. Richards rebounds it down, and here comes Atchison. Still with a 50-30 lead after a couple of missed free throws and in the last minute of the third quarter. Top time with it is going to be Josiah Thompson. Swings it over to Kale Williams. Williams backs away, accelerates, goes straight down the lane, dumps off to Jace. His layup is going to be up. It won't go in again. He doesn't finish it, but with a broad smile, he knows that he's coming to the free throw line and going to be getting a couple of shots. The official coming to the scorer's table. He comes all the way right up to the scorer's table. First of all, letting him know that the... I don't know who that foul is on. I'm sure. I watched him stand up there and say 30, but it's not 30. Free throw for Jace is good. He is really good at that free throw line. Foul is going to be on 34, and that's going to be on Elijah Robinson. Richards, one more free throw opportunity. You know, he's only scored one bucket from the floor, and that free throw is coming up short. Sumner rebounds it down. Matthew with the board. Here come the Sabres. 26, 25, 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sumner, skip pass over to the left side to Jai Ross. He'll put it on the floor, kick it over to the left side where the three-point shot aired up. No good. Rebound, Shy. Follows up, no. Rebound, Atchison. Richards comes down with it with 8. Into the forecourt, they'll come with 5. The dish over to the right side. Rebounds launched, no, with 2. And a rebound pulled down by Sumner, and the third quarter is in the book. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of high school basketball coming up here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. After 3, the Atchison Phoenix 51, Sumner Academy Sabres 30.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it, or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
To 5 points in the second quarter. Sumner improves on that. They scored 10 in the third quarter, but at the same time, Atchison scores 19. So Sumner's deficit continues to grow. They have been down by as many as 20, now 21. the largest advantage for Atchison this evening. Atchison by 21. We go to the fourth quarter, where it is Phoenix basketball. Atchison will dump it over to the left side, where a shot from deep in the corner is a rainbow. That's a rafter duster that is perfect for K.O. Williams, his first field goal tonight. 54-30. Phoenix going to run away with this one now. Here's a pass underneath. The shot goes up, misses, and the rebound lost out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. On the floor right now for Coach Battle. I'm looking out here. I've got Chase Richards out there. I've got K.O. Williams on the floor. Aiden Rebant is in, Eric Smith, and M.J. Morgan. The feed, the pass out on top. Atchison nearly turns it over. Now they will, trying to get in the middle of Rebant, and it's going to be picked up. Sabres. Down court, left side, three shot, rimmed out. Halfway in, it spun around and around like a motorcycle in a barrel, slipped back out with 7-11 to go in the ballgame. Into the lane, the running one, had a shot, Smith, too soft, follow up, a good plus one. So Eric Smith, who did not score in the third quarter, will have a bucket here early in the fourth and will be coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Sumner Shy Ross. Personal foul number three for Shy. Sumner already has Jackson Davis suffering four fouls, and he is still on the bench with those four. Smith's free throw is good. 15 for Eric Smith. It is 57-30. Atchison continues just to open up this lead. Pass down to the baseline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by K.O. Williams. Sumner really started off this evening well. They had to be feeling pretty good after the opening quarter. They got themselves a lead. They were up 15-12 at the end of the first. Atchison, a very strong 20-point second quarter, took a halftime lead. And since then, the Phoenix have done nothing but stretch it and stretch it, now up by 27 and in possession of the basketball. 6:50 to go in the contest. The feed to the free throw line, the back door to Jace. The layup is good. Richards way up above the rim to lay it up and in, and he's in double figures now with 10. 59-30. Atchison's largest lead continues to increase with every possession, and now Sumner had a cutter down the baseline, and that was going to be a pretty play to Shy Ross, but the pass did not lead him. It trailed him. It bounced behind him and out of bounds. And that pass been where it was needed to have been. That was going to be a really pretty play, but didn't quite pan out. 6:20 to go in the game. Phoenix back up the floor with a 29-point lead. Richards in the lane, goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line, and he can put Atchison up by more than 30. Getting fouled here by Angelo Reese. An impressive number of fans who've come from Kansas City for this one here this evening, supporting their Sumner Ball Club. First free throw, not going to go in. A rare miss at the free throw line for Jace Richards. Jace with one more shot coming his way here. 6:15 to go in the ballgame. Atchison has some tall and athletic players. Jace, one of that group. 11 points as he hits that one. It is 60-30. And we're 6 minutes to go. Over the left side of the extended free throw line, driving into the middle of it, back it away. Jackson Davis with those four fouls has come back into the game. No reason to keep him out at this point. Now he's going to be working against Jace. Drives all the way to the baseline, and they're going to say Richards fouls him. The foul is going to be on Jace. It'll be his third foul tonight. And with 5.5 minutes to go in the game, Sumner putting it back in at their baseline. I don't know if the Meadowlark has the same rules as like the NEKL or some of those, that the running clock. I think theirs is a running clock at 30, but I don't know that that's the case here. It is the case. Yep. So So, Joseph, a heads up. We have a running clock, but now it'll stop for a moment as we got a timeout. So we're going to get a timeout taken by Sumner. The clock is going to run for the balance of the ball game. We were taking a break at exactly 5:08 left on the scoreboard. It's all Phoenix at home here tonight. Atchison 60, Sumner 30.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Partisan Atchison crowd that's on hand here this evening, and hey, props to the many people who've come up from Kansas City to support their Sumner team. For the partisan crowd here tonight, really being entertained, and the Phoenix have been very good this evening after a little bit of a slow start. 5:08 to go in the game. Sumner coming to the free throw line out of the timeout. The first free throw up and not going to roll in for Jackson Davis. Jackson with 4 points is... Jackson with 9 points is 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Second shot is good. So he is double figures now with 10. And it is 60-31. That is the first point scored by Sumner in, you know, 3 minutes in this quarter. And you're going to put another minute and a half. So another 4.5 minute stretch with no points on the board. And oddly, Sumner coach Collins is now talking to somebody up in the stands. There's a running three, missing, followed up, missing, tipped, and pulled down and tipped again and missing and out of bounds. It'll be Sumner basketball. Atchison with multiple opportunities and tipping it. And out, after they come to the top, Josiah Thompson, point guard, says, hey, guys, pull that thing down. Go back up with it, get squared up, and get a good look at a good shot away. That's probably pretty good coaching advice from that junior point guard. And now, Atchison's going to steal on the upcourt play. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the ball game. Smith into the forecourt, top side Thompson. Plays off the screen, goes in the middle of Smith. He'll go with that little 8-foot runner, and he's missed a handful of those tonight. Misses that one as well. Back up with it is going to come. Sumner, nice finger roll on the other end of the floor, and Neely has 7. 60-33, Atchison. Inside 4 to go. All alone left side, fast break 3, missing. And a rebound hauled down, followed home. And Javonte Kelly will have 8 points. 62-33. 3:40 to play. Sumner works right. Way outside, another long three. No. Atchison rebounds it down. Baseline jump shot hits the side of the backboard. Josiah Thompson, he had no idea he'd missed it that far and had turned away from the basketball. Now he's going to come off the floor, and we've got a foul, and we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, we're getting a timeout with Atchison. It's going to stop the clock. Taking a break. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in tonight's high school boys game. Phoenix 60, Sumner Academy 33.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Come back. Joseph, we need more Blue Oyster Cult in the playlist. Just kind of throwing out that. Back with you with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the ball game, and coming to the free throw line for Sumner, it's going to be Ezra Matthew. Ezra looking for his first point of the game, and he's going to knock it in right there. No, that's going to be Neely. I thought I was Ezra back. That's Neely. He's got 7. Now he's got 8. Yeah, he's been scoring all night. I had 12 and just 2 mixed up. So that one's good. So Makai Neely has 9. And it is 62-35. The feed underneath. The Atchison layup is good. And Kale Williams, who had 1 point for 3 quarters, is now at 6. And it's 64-35. And we will have another foul coming up the floor by Atchison. And during that timeout, Coach Battle has made 1 substitution. I expected more. Maybe we're going to get some more here. Coming in for Atchison. Leighton Boldridge is, no, not yet. We've got Jeremiah Thompson, a 5'8 sophomore. Coming in now is going to be Sidron Mays is back in. Got MJ out there. Here's a 3 from the left side. Up and good for Sumner's Vince Swing. And he's at a dozen. 64-38. All right. Let's just reset that Atchison 5. All right. We've got MJ Morgan, Jeremiah Thompson, Sidron Mays is out there. Putting the ball in play is going to be Kale Williams. And on the other end, a big guy, Javonte Kelly. So there are the Phoenix 5. With 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Driving, shooting, and laying it up and in. Kale Williams. Fourth quarter's been a good one for him. He's got 7 in the fourth quarter, 8 in the game. Shot on the other end. Nope. But an Atchison foul. And that's going to send Jackson Davis to the free throw line. We're getting another Sumner timeout. We are. Yeah. Coach is going to stop it. We're going to take it. Joseph, 90 seconds to go in the boys game. Atchison, 66, Sumner, 38.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Seconds to go. Minute and a half on the scoreboard clock. Atchison up some 28 points. But some are looking to trim that a little bit. A couple of free throws coming up here. First one battles around a little bit, but it goes in. So Jackson Davis picking up his 11th point this evening. Second free throw, nope. But we have a foul on the effort at the rebound. And that is going to be a 4th foul of the game by Javonte Kelly. And the clock's running on. We're going to have to get these free throws shot. The game's going to end before they get them put up. Free throw, no. One more shot coming up here for the Sabres. And we're going to be under a minute when the second one goes up. And it is up and good. That's going to be Knight getting his only point of the game. And here we go. Sumner on the inbound. Do we have a steal or do we have a foul? We've got a foul on Sumner's Eric Wilson. This game is going to end at their nose. Foul is going to be on Atchison's MJ Morgan. Sumner's coming to the line. This game is going to end at the free throw line. First shot, no. And one more coming up here. Neely will eye it and miss it, and a rebound and another Atchison foul. I think they're probably going to call that enough 8 seconds. We haven't even come to the line yet. They're going to let them take those shots. The officials are going to have to make a call. They're going to should stop that clock before it gets to zero. They're going to just call it off. That's it. They're going to say that's good enough. Final score in this one tonight. The Atchison Phoenix 66, Sumner 40. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where in game two of the night, the Phoenix shook off a slow start and came alive in a second quarter, put together a lead that could never be surmounted. They knocked off Sumner tonight, 66-40. Recap of the scoring for you. For the Sabres, a couple of double-digit guys as Vincent Wing had a dozen and Jackson Davis 11. Mekhi Neely had 9. It falls very dramatically then to Angela Reese with 3, Shai Ross and Eric Wilson with a couple of points apiece, and 1 tonight for Michael Knight. How about the Phoenix? Atchison led by Eric Smith. He's your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight. 15 points in the Phoenix win, and of those 15, he had 12 at halftime, a 3-point second half for Eric. 11 tonight for Jace Richards coming in off the bench, 9 apiece for both Josiah Thompson and MJ Morgan. 8 apiece for K.O. Williams and Javante Kelly. And running out to the Phoenix, scoring with Zydron Mays with 3. Atchison's record advances. They are now 4-1 and 2-1 in the conference. Opening game of the night found the Sumner Ladies coming up with a 63-57 win as they held off a furious Lady Phoenix rally. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us this evening. Thank you for having joined us all 2024. We're going to check out for 24, but we're not going to take too long at a 25 to get back as our first game, January the 2nd, and it'll be the Benedictine Ravens at home in the Nolan Gymnasium playing host to William Penn. So round ball, a short break, but we'll be back before you know it. And with that said, we got to thank all of our sponsors, and I also want to thank our CARE Radio engineers and Joseph, our man in the CARE Sports Studio tonight. A great job as always. That said, Atchison splits. The ladies coming up short. The guys winning it. And until we greet you next time for Joseph at the CARE Radio Studios, Tom Counts here in the Atchison High Gym. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.